prepared. So good morning everybody, here we are, Parshas Emo. So towards the beginning of the parasha we have the Pesukim which discuss the philosophy of the Kayanim. So one particular thing that's written there, well done Potter, the Kidashtoi, Kiyas Lechem Elikech of the Makrid, Amisola commanded to sanctify him, Kiyas Lechem Elikech of the Makrid, Kodesh Yeloh, Kikodesh Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. So let's have a look what the Gemara learns from this Potuk and some practical applications of it. Very well known, the Mishnah says in Gittin, Kohen Kohen, and we have Kohen Kohen, we see this every time, Kohen Kohen Rishon, first the Kohen, then the Mishnah tells us Afro of Lady, the Afro of Yisrael, that's how it goes, first Kohen, then Lady, then Yisrael. So the Gemara says on that, we know only many, so where do we learn this halacha that the Kohen is first? So there's a number of different limudim over there in the Gemara. The first one is not the one we're acquainted with. Amar Rav Masna Zal Makro. Vayichtov Moshe Batoira Hazonis. Vayitna El Hakayanim B'nei Levi. This is when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the entire Torah towards the end of the Torah, I think it's Parshas Vayena, or the end of Kitova. He wrote down the entire Torah and he gave it to the Kohanim B'nei Levi. So the Gemara questions the wording of the pasuk. Also, Anolo Yedalo, the Kohanim B'nei Levi. Why is it like this phrase? He gave it to the Kohanim B'nei Levi. Do we not know that the Kohanim are descended from the tribe of Levi? Obviously, the Kohanim B'nei Levi. Hello, the Gemara says it's to hint at an added point. Kohen Barisha, the other Levi. Kohanim B'nei Levi. First, the Torah is to the Kohanim, then to the B'nei Levi. That teaches us that when we come to Kriyas HaTorah, it's first the Kohanim, then the other B'nai Levi, and then understood following that, and afterwards the rest of our Yisrael. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Oma Beha. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba learned differently. A different source for this din. V'kivashtoi v'chol dovo shedikdusha. This is the source more well known to us. We learn from the prophet V'kivashtoi. V'kivashtoi sanctify him. V'chol dovo shedikdusha. Sanctify him for all matters of Kedusha. Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel and the Beit Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel taught in the Braisa, V'kidashto l'chol dovo shebikdusha, sanctify him for all matters of holiness, l'ftoyat rishon, to open first, i.e. to be the first in Kriyas HaTorah, l'vorech rishon, v'rkas hamavim to bench, to have the zechus to bench, to be the mezavim, v'litzel mona yofa rishon, and to get the first portion in any situation where people are putting something up. The same vacuum, just a question of who gets the choice to choose first. Well, he fancies the Kohen gets the right to choose first. So we have here these two sources, either the first one from Moshe writes down the Torah, if the Moshe the Torah is going for Yitzno, El HaKohanim B'nei Levi, give it to the Kohanim the B'nei Levi. And the other source from the Pesukim in the Sweet Parsha, V'kidashtoi, Kiyas Lechem Elikech U'Makriv, and included in V'kidashtoi is to honor the Kohen and give him first rights to the first aliyah, the first rights to bench, etc. There's an interesting shayla over here, which is brought up, we'll look first at the Prima Godim, but it actually has earlier sources than that. Prima Godim focuses on what possible nachkaminos could there be, what differences are there between if we learn from here or if we learn from there. And so essentially, we want to bring these two Limudim as two sources for the same thing. Both as a source for calling the Kohen to the Torah before the Levi. But the Prima Godim suggests that there's actually a practical difference between if we learn from here or we learn from there. Either way you call the Kohen first to the Torah, some other details might come out to be different if you learn from here or you learn from there. The next is the Prima Godim, Hanakke Miller, Behanot Limudim. The difference, the practical difference between learning from here or from there, whether we learn from Moshe writing the Torah given to the Kohen and their lady, or from the Kiddushin, Yeishlaim Abadala Damti. We could suggest four nafkamim. I want to come at the moment to the second one. First, he says, Imikro, the Kohen and their lady, Rach Nikriya Satorah. If we learn from that first source is applicable to Kriya Satorah. It's referring to the giving over of the Torah. Vayitzah Moshe Satorah, Vayitzah the Kohenim, and then the B'nai Levi. So, that's a source which tells you how we behave with Kriya HaTorah. We have no thought to give the Kohen precedence in any other matter. The Kiddush, though, but if we learn from the Kiddush, though, then the whole Dovah Shebik Dusha, then we have a thought that for every Dovah Shebik Dusha, we should give the Kohen precedence. That could be one Nafkin. Now, the second one, which I want to focus on more in detail. Secondly, do we grow by Yitzno? From the Pasuk, he gave it to the Kohen in the Levi. Yesh Loibad. Kohen, Kohen, the Levi li Yisrael. That tells us that the Kohen has preference over the Levi, but it also tells us there's a stress there on the Levi too. Give it to the Kohen, and then to the B'nai Levi. And only then to everybody else. So then we have a thought that there's a reasoning to give preference to a Levi over a Yisrael. First the Kohen, and then the B'nai Levi, then Yisrael. Masha'en came, where we learn, if we learn from the other source, the Kiddushto, then we had a source for giving kavod, giving honor and preference to a kohen, but we don't have any source to do such a thing for a lady. So let's put this in a practical setting. What would be the din? For example, if people are sitting down to have a meal, they've eaten their meal, they're about to bench, and they want to give somebody the honor of being mezani. So we know that if there's a kohen, all else being equal, we give the kohen the right to bench. Now what happens if there's no kohen? The group of Yisraelis, and there's one lady. Is there any reason, any inyan, to give the lady the kavod of benching? Or is this only a right of the kohen, and the levi have got no right over here?
And it's no special talmud chacham or something.
Yeah, Talmud Chacham is a different question. Let's leave that on. Aside from the moment, let's say all else being equal at the moment. We'll look at that too.
But even if you're a serious terrorist,
you
can give a
name to
the
person there. You can. Very good, but you don't have to. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's look at this setting for the moment, in the case of Birkas HaMazon. So the Prima Gobi is suggesting that maybe it's totally on these two limudim. If you learn from Kohen and B'nai Levi, then there's a thought maybe to give the being covered as well, and if you learn from the Kiddush, then there's no such source. But let's look at a different, much earlier Makoyim, who also discusses this Shaila. This could be found in the paper known as the Tashbuk. Tashbuk is one of the Rishonim, the Talmud of the Maharam in Rottenberg, so he's the same Zohar as the Rosh, very original. So Tashbuk says as follows, but he also wonders about this question. And he says he asked his Rebbe, Sha'alti l'haram, I asked my Rebbe the Maharam, Im choyvon litin the lady the Boris Birkas HaMazon, the mocking che'en kohen. Is there an obligation to give lady the cover the benching if there's no kohen? He asked his Shaila. So he got two different answers. From the Maharam he got one answer, and from one of the other Rishonim he got a different answer. The Hishiv Li, so the Maharam answered him, Lord, no, you don't ask. So we're mocking she'en kohen, yesh din li Yisrael, and we're the lady nachal kohen. My Rav also thinks that there's no such concept. No such concept of giving a lady, it's a right of the kohuna, and that's all. The lady not. However, Obeyeva Rav, he told Nidura, one of the other Rishonim, answered him, Oyveh. He says, you know what? It's a Yerushalmi. She'll be Yerushalmi yesh. And Yerushalmi says the following thing. Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Miyomai loyviri mefonai Yisrael. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when I sat in a chaburo of people to eat, I was never such a situation that the Yisrael bench in front of me. I.e., the understanding is because he was a lady, and because he was a lady, so whenever he was there, Yisrael never benched in front of him. I.e., if there was a kohen, so the kohen benched, and if there was no kohen, then he benched.
Unless he was always sitting in the board, there was a kohen.
No, but he says that Yisrael never benched in front of me. It sounds like he benched. He never benched in front of me. I benched. And Yisrael didn't bench in front of me. That's the understanding. That's what the Rabbi Tomidura also thinks, that we have a Yerushalmi, which indicates that we do give a right to the lady to bench first. We give preference to the lady.
So
what does the Maharam say about that?
He didn't know that.
Before you Yerushalmi. But even Maharam is a very strange thing. I don't know fully how to explain this, but the answer to the following here, Omar, She'edoi Mamin should be Yerushalmi. I don't believe this such Yerushalmi Maram says. They asked Maram, what is Hirani Shami? I don't believe this such Yerushalmi. The Emu Lasham, if there is such a Yerushalmi, if there is, it's not because he was a lady, it's Bishvil Shulgon. It's not because he was a lady, but because he was a great Talmud Chacham. So right, wherever he was, they were always Mechabed him to bench. So it's because of that, not because he was a lady.
It doesn't pass over with the words.
Right, it's straight into the fact that he was being destroyed.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to move straight on to the next Maramachet, the one with our own questions, that could it be, Habak, Tosav, this is a difficult understanding. The Eshish Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lois Tzad, the Yolo, the Elisha, God of the Manu. There were other very great people in that story as well. Yeshua ben Levi was a very great Talmud, there were also other very great Talmud. So you're telling me that Yeshua ben Levi never ever sat in the Siddur if somebody was greater than him. Sounds a little hard to believe. It's a shver of pshat. The better pshat is the other pshat. That's because he was a lady. Okay, so that's how we have it. This is about Lucas Rishonim between the Maharam and Rothenberg and the root, Rabbi Yitzchak Midura, whether there's an Indian to give cover to the lady or not, and it seems to depend on how we learn the Rishonim. And now there's the one that brought the most fascinating thing. But in every riot, I am shown, the chen yotav, we can bring a rebbe, a hint to this matter, v'charuz, from the piyut, noida l'shimcha. From the piyut, noida l'shimcha. When do we say noida l'shimcha? Noida l'shimcha we say at the brit, right? After we mentioned to the brit, there's a special musuk of Birkas Hamozoi, where we say these various lines, noida l'shimcha, so you say, when I broke about them, l'ashem. And then it says, Birchuz, this one, Birchuz, that one. So one of the verses begins Birshut Hakoyim, right? Birshut Hakoyim, etc. Now we'll take a little bit of a closer look. How does it carry on that line? Birshut Hakoyim. There's a question: how the next word should be written? It says something like Birshut Hakoyim Halavi. It says in Morgan Abram there are two gerusoid around how this line should be. At first, says the Mogar Avraham, it seems to have been the standard reading in his Siddurim, it says, Berushot HaKoyanim V'Halavi, with the permission of the Koyanim and the Levi. So if you're telling me it says, Berushot HaKoyanim V'Halavi, so what are you saying? That a Koyan has got a right to bench, and a Levi has got a right to bench, so what are you saying? Berushot HaKoyanim V'Halavi. So it's a proof, says the Mogar Avraham, that a Levi has got a right to bench. But then, what Abraham says, there's not a 100% view, because there's a different Gersin. But Yesh Gersin, but somehow it's slightly different. Not HaKoyanim V'Halavim, but Yesh Gersin, HaKoyanim Halavim. Just HaKoyanim Halavim. Not the Koyanim and the Levim. The Koyanim the Levim, i.e. meaning the Koyanim who are descended from the tribe of Levi. The whole reference of those two words is not to two different groups of people, the Koyanim and the Levim. But the Koyanim who are from the tribe of Levi, it just refers to the Koyanim. So says the Mogar Avraham, most fascinatingly, that this China could be related to these two Gerusoid in this field. Actually, check it out, maybe we'll just do it now, but wrong, you might just have passed the Siddur. And we'll just have a drop of a look, what is the standard Muslim as we say it today? I think, now I'm not mistaken, it's Birushot HaKoyanim Halavim without a Bob.
We don't
go back to
the
close of
the Gemara.
Kohanim
ben
Levi.
And then
we make the whole Gemara. I'll tell you again.
Before, when we started, we said that the Gemara was saying Kohanim ben Levi. Yeah. And from there we start saying, so maybe the Levi.
Maybe it's
related to Drosha. Kohanim Halevi, and we could just go back to the Gemara and point. We say
Levi'im
to give also to
the
Levi'im
in case
the
Kohanim
is not there.
This is the same way we said in the Gemara that it means Kohanim and then the B'nai Levi. You say even if we're not Goyrus HaKohanim V'Halevi'im, maybe the intention is Kohanim, and it's not Kohanim Levi'im.
Right.
I hear, but it's more likely to say that in a Pasuk, which sometimes speaks more B'derech Remez than in the simple reading of the field. Did you find it?
It's
without.
I think they put it after
Brit Miller,
that put it
in the
special
one. It must be with with normal benching maybe.
And
then this is a it says we're just not playing in the ball again.
Sure,
but there you go. I'm not getting my legs to be a side by side. I know, whatever it's called. Ashkenaz, clean up, Yofi. Here we are. To find the more Madukta to consider, it'll be interesting to look in the old Yekish of Sidurim with the very careful Gerasoids, etc. Okay, so that is how the Gorgon Abram leaves us with these two stories. What is the bottom line after all this discussion of various ins and outs? The Mishnah Berurah in the Halachos of Benching mentions that it is good Lahaktim. Halevi Gamkein the Yisrael. It is good to give preference to a lady over a Yisrael. He doesn't say it's obligatory, but he does mention it as being an Hogot Toivah if there's no client.
When there's no
client, to honor the ladies. Im Him Shovin, but Tosma. If everything else being equal, if there's no outstanding Tommy Chacham there, or they're all outstanding Tommy Chachamim, they're all equal in Chacham, well then it is correct to give the lady preference in Rechamodin, Bahamotzi. The chayim in the sinas hatzokah, seven of the days in the sinas hatzokah. Again, all else being equal, the hamak dimin. Or he says the kriya gantin in the Yisrael. Like we give him also a kadima in kriya in front of the Yisrael. I just want to put on that the point that Bernard mentioned before, which is I had this question. I did not find anybody ask it or answer it. Although I did find somebody else to ask it. But what is the difference over here between Berakas Hamadim? In Berakas Hamadim, we are saying the bottom line is. It is proper to give cover to a lady if there's no kohen around. In Kriyas HaTorah, we do not find such a halakha. If there's no kohen, one can call a lady for the first aliyah, but it's not mentioned anywhere that...
Even one can call a Israel.
So one can also call the Israel, and if one does call the Israel, one should not call a lady after him. But one can call a lady first. One can call a lady and then a Israel. But we do not find anybody who says that one should, says one may do so, doesn't contravene any other halakhic issues with the Arab Kriyas HaTorah. It's okay, one may do so, but it doesn't say that one should. So there's a slight discrepancy between the halakhic of Kriyas HaTorah and the halakhic of Berakas Hamadim. As I say, I found somebody who asked it, but I did not find any answer. Yeah?
Hamotzi also here. I don't know if the halakhic is different between the Sephardim.
Yeah.
A very good scholar said that Hamotzi, we don't give that to the whole anger. We don't give some by that because you would be generous in giving the pieces. We give the katamazon because we want the beraka of the coin at the end of the meal. But the hamotzi is about a bite that.
You're right, it's a good point. But we don't normally find.
Because
here's mention the hamotzi. It's true. I'm not sure. It's a good point. We don't normally find it. General bar practice, I'm not sure about. No, we don't normally have a coin to do hamotzi. We normally use the bar bite about hamotzi. Okay, I'm not sure, interesting point. Let's move on to one other Nakuda. Let's look at covers of a kohen versus vis-a-vis covers of a Talmud Chacham. So going back to the Prima Godin, who puts down various differences, various possible maskeminas between the two drushes. We have this drush where it says Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to the kohen, the Levim, and after that El Kol Ziknei Yisrael. And the other drasha, which is the Kiddushin. So, the Prima Godin says, Haravi who? The fourth point of Nafka Minna between these two drashas. In Mema, Akkainim, B'nai Levi, if we are going to Darshan from this pocket, Moshe writes down and gives it to the Kainim, the B'nai Levi, V'acharta, El Zikne Yisrael. So we continue reading that pocket. How does it continue? He gives it to the Kainim, the B'nai Levi, and afterwards, to the Zikne Yisrael. Shaminon, this would be an indication. So Kohen Kohen Afilo Amharit, that a Kohen, even when he to be an Amharit, would have preference over a Zokin Talmud Chacham. Misalhezim, this stomach sick. Because Vikne includes any level of Vikne.
Well, it's starting out with the Kohenim, and if you follow the reasoning of the Prima Gaudium before, then this possibly is Kohenim, then the beer, then the Vikne Yisrael.
However, Mashenki Vikidashta, if we do not go with that drasha, if we go from the drasha Vikidashta Ki Kodeshi, then Yish Loima, we could say differently, that perhaps Kedusha Tatoya, Yose Hamirami Kedusha Tatoya, perhaps the Kedusha and the Kodesh which needs to be ascribed to a bearer of the Torah is greater, is more significant than the Kedusha of the Kohen. But that is the Shavit. And only when everything else is equal, when the two people in front of you, the Kohen and the Israel, are equal in Chachma, they're both, either both Chomir and Chachome, or both Ameharit, and they're equal, so then we give preference to the Kohen. Then it's a Mitzvah Tasei, but perhaps, if there's another Cheshbon, if it's Talmud Chacham Yisrael versus Kohen Ameharit, then maybe not. So let's have a look a little how we pasken on this child. Because the Gadol suggests it's tolerant, it depends on these two limudim. How do we pasken the life of? So let's take a look at the Rambam and at the Shulchan Aruch. So the Rambam says in the halachos which relates to the Kohenim, HaKohenim Hugdumu Miklal Alvim Lavoyas HaKorbonim, the Kohenim has their special assignment to offer the Korbonim, let's skip to the second line. The Tzadik, Kol Odom in Yisrael, Lino Yvohen Kovod Karvi. The Rambam writes that every person in Am Yisrael needs to give them a lot of Kovod. Kol Odom. Well, the Hakti Moisam, the whole Dovah Shavik Dusha, and to give them preference in Dvorim Shavik Dusha, as we say, the Tzadik of Tzadik, the Tzadik of Tzadik, etc., etc. So the implication of the Rambam is Kol Odom. It sounds like everybody, irrespective of whether he's a Talmud Chacham, whether he's not, gives preference to the Kohen to be first. However, this does not appear to be the way we pass it. Let's have a look in the halachos of Birkas Hamazon. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Lo yatzin Chacham Yisrael v'Kohen Hamaharis l'Vorei Tzofar. What do we do if we have a Suda of people sitting down to eat, and then the Kohen who is unlearned, and then the Talmud Chacham, who the Yisrael. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we do not give the Kohen preference over the Chacham. Our lot is now Chacham, Rishut Shiyavari, aim the cast flows. If we ask the Chacham, and the Chacham says, no, be Mechabit the Kohen, that's fine, because we've gone via the Chacham, and the benching is being done at his sort of command or permission, and he said, yes, be Mechabit the Kohen. But to just go straight to the Kohen, as though we need to be Mechabit the Kohen over the Talmud Chacham, that is not right. Abu Kohen, Talmud Chacham is everything else is equal, there's a Kohen and Talmud Chacham, and he throws Talmud Chacham, then it's the Lag Dima. It's never the Kiddush. So it appears that we pass him that the Kiddush, the mitzvah of the Kiddush, only applies all else being equal. But if there's a Talmud Chacham, you throw him versus Kohen Amaret, we have to first be Mechabit the Yisrael, the Talmud Chacham. Having said that, let's turn to the halachos of Kriyas HaTorah. As we'll think to ourselves, we've never heard of such a thing that we're not going to give the Kohen the first Aliyah because there's some Talmud Chacham in Shul or whatever it might be, or even let's say the Rav of the Shul, we should give the Rav of the Shul the first Aliyah. We've never heard of such a thing. We always, Chok V'lo Yavo, give the Kohen the first Aliyah. So let's have a look why that is. It says the Shulchan Aruch in these halachos, Kohen, Kohen, Batera, Rishon. First the Kohen, the Achar of Lady, then Lady, the Achar of Yisrael. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, Hamina Kaposhet, the accepted Mina. Sha'afilu Kohen Amharit, Kohen Likrit, Bifnei Chacham Gol, Yisrael. The accepted Mina is that a Kohen Amharit comes first in these halachos. What does he mean, the accepted Mina is? As if there is some discussion about it. So let's have a little look in the Mishnah Berurah. Hamina Kaposhet, the accepted Mina. Wrote the Loyva, meaning to say, After Harbe Rishonim Soibri, the Loyva Sitakonozu Lahaksim Amoris Lifnei HaChacham, there are indeed many opinions of Rishonim who do not hold like this. There are many opinions of Rishonim who say that in line with what we held in Birkas Hamazon, that the Talmud Chacham has preference over the Kohen, we should follow the same practice in Kriyas HaTorah as well. And in the same way, in Brichas HaMazon, we give Talmud Chacham first preference over Kohen, who are then in Kriyas HaTorah, we should do the same thing. And there are many who hold that way. Nevertheless, says the Shulchan Aruch, but this is not the accepted minhag, and we do not do that practically. Because Mokoy, HaMinhag, Ka'am Poiskim Shishoyim, the minhag is following the Poiskim who hold that they're in Kriyas HaTorah, Beis HaKnesses, we do differently, and we always give the Kohen first. The reasoning being, Mitznei Darkei Shalom. Because of Darkei Shalom, Lo Yechilku Bozeh. Why? Because can you imagine, were we to say that Talmid Chacham gets preference over Kohen Amharic? So, can you imagine if we would take on that practice every week in Shul, how much, all sorts of words, whatever words you want to use. Confusion, upset, said that, or this one will say, he's a Talmid Chacham, he is, he's not, this one's Amharic. And then the Mishmur is further in Khan Bizoyan of the Khabit HaTorah. It's not considered a Bizoyan of the Khabit of the Khan. The Kimon Shekhinah Mila, since this is the fixed Sayyidah of Shul, of Kriyas HaTorah in Sibur, in Khan Bizoyan is not a Bizoyan. I will stop here. Yeah. Who's the Talmud Chacham, who's the greatest, who gets the most covered. Once it becomes a fixed community thing, day in, day out, week in, week out, it becomes more. I think that's true in a practical sense as well. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't know how this happened.